Hello and welcome to the fourth episode of You Ruin Everything, a podcast where we watch and discuss every episode of the CW show Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. I'm your host, Angie, and I've seen every single episode of the show.
And I'm co-host Mike, and I've seen four episodes.
We are spoiler-free, as just a reminder, because Mike has not seen the show before. This is his first viewing, and it's exciting.
Oh, so fun.
It
sounded sarcastic, but I didn't mean it sarcastic. I mean, really, seriously, it's fun. Sorry, go on.
No, that's okay. So we got some news. We've got a release date for season 3, October 13th. That's pretty exciting for the people who are not watching for the first time with us. we're not sure if we'll be caught up in time for the release date, but we're discussing like a modified recording schedule, but You probably don't want to hear that about that right now on the air. We'll think of something. We'll keep you posted if there are any changes. Posted a Twitter poll about Paula's very controversial cherry necklace from last week. It was by one vote. It was by one vote. It was decided that, oh God, no, Paula, you should not have worn that cherry necklace. So, if you love that cherry necklace and you didn't vote, you're the reason why democracy doesn't work, so.
And I do love the necklace, and I voted yes. And I think the rest of you dropped the ball here.
Yep.
First of all, this necklace is very pretty from a distance. It looks really good. And, you know, up close, maybe it's weird to have, like, little cherry balls hanging from your neck, but it looks good, so who cares?
See what you did? You disappointed Mike if you loved this necklace and you didn't vote. The reason democracy doesn't work, and you should vote, even if it's raining. And if you do vote when it rains, you're awesome. One more update from last week. So Eric apparently does still listen to the podcast. He
give up on us like
so many other people did. Eric still listens to the podcast, and he is now in a pretty intense rivalry with White Josh. He's making memes and sending them to me. I'll post one of them to Twitter.
This is good stuff.
This is important. Pointing out all of his positive aspects versus all of White Josh's gross, horrible aspects, according to Eric.
We'll see. I think we should comment on every guy that's cute now, just to keep this going.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, we're not doing this.
Let's talk about how cute Josh is.
I mean, yeah, Josh is, you know. Again, relatively symmetrical and human-shaped, so.
Here it comes.
So yeah, I guess he's all right.
You're being really careful with your words here, I see.
Okay. Now that we're done with all those vital news updates.
With all that wackiness.
Let's get into the episode where we're talking about I'm Going on a Date with Josh's Friend, which was written by Aaron Ehrlich and directed by Stuart MacDonald.
All right. This show opens up with Heather giving a presentation on Rebecca, who apparently passed out with a fish.
Yeah, apparently Rebecca, after the party last week, cuddled up with a giant fish.
And Heather was still there, I guess.
And took
she
pictures.
She didn't leave during the episode last week?
I don't recall us seeing Heather leave.
She probably, like, hid and waited.
That's creepy. It's creepy, Heather. Or, I mean, she does live right next door. Maybe she forgot something.
Snuck back in.
Maybe.
Lock your door, Rebecca.
Lock your door. Lock your fucking door.
I guess I was also a little disappointed that we did not find out that Daryl, but unfortunately, was not in the show. So we don't know what happened to Daryl.
Daryl could be in a box.
He could still be in a box. I don't think he made an appearance in this episode.
No, I did not see Daryl at all. So
probably in rehab by now.
Very, very possibly could have destroyed his whole life. Although his firm is still open, so.
It'll take a while for that to
I suppose.
Catch up to him. Yeah, so Rebecca has bonker balls, we learned.
Yeah, which is apparently not in the
DSM?
DSM-5.
Is that the right word?
Send us your emails telling us we're stupid.
Spoiler, we already know.
Yeah, we already know we're dumb. And then we go to the opening song, and after that we go to a skate park.
Rebecca's coming in hot.
Paula tells her she's got to lean back on her tail which apparently only makes sense if you're riding a dog, which is correct, actually.
There's nothing.
We do not skateboard.
No, I think Rebecca looked kind of funny in her skate outfit.
Yeah, they both looked kind of goofy and...
A little juvenile.
Little, maybe. Yeah, I mean, they were dressed like, you know, 8-year-old boys. I feel like that was the fashion sense of the whole skate park, actually, was the 8-year-old boy look. But they are not there just because Josh takes his nephew there to go skateboarding.
She wants to learn anyways, just because.
And, you know, maybe since Valencia is cool with them hanging out now, maybe they can chill, skate, hang. And Paula wants to know, well, when's the plan to chill, skate, and hang? And Rebecca's like, Josh just, you know, comes and goes as he pleases. Pops up, disappears. Pops up, disappears. To quote specifically. Then Rebecca gets...
I think she's figured out her push notifications now.
She has figured out her push notifications, and Josh is on a vacation with Valencia in wine country.
It's like they're having a lot of fun, cute couple.
And Rebecca's... We find out here that Rebecca's gone through all of Valencia's Facebook albums. Like, all of them.
Childhood, probably.
Yeah. And that's just... That's some creepy stalker behavior, Rebecca.
She's a researcher. She'll figure that out. No awkward phases for Valencia. Always attractive.
And then she gets a call from her mom, who calls her from the gynecologist's office.
No one really does that.
Please tell me no one does that.
I can't imagine.
I would be horrified. Like,
very comfortable relationship with her daughter.
I don't know if I'd call that comfortable anymore. I think we've passed comfort into no.
And I definitely did. She complete the pap smear while they were talking?
It's
because all of a sudden he's back up by her face again. Well, I don't know how long that stuff takes. Haven't got one myself.
No, that was not completed. No, there's no way. And I certainly would not want to FaceTime with my mom it would be one thing if she was just talking, but she was like, no, put me, I want to see your face.
You can hear your face. So we learn here that Audrey Levine, do we know who that is? I thought it might have been a famous person at first, and I was like, Googling it, but no, that's
no.
No one I could find.
No, this is her first mention.
Okay. Oh, first mention. Is that
she's mentioned later in the episode.
Yeah, we learned she is getting married to a fund manager, hedge fund manager, and got Rebecca's promotion. She must have been a coworker of Rebecca's.
Yeah. I think. I'm not sure. They might be family friends or something. If Rebecca's mom is getting updates on her.
Yeah, it must. Then I find I kind of come to the conclusion that Rebecca's really kind of like reliving her juvenile adolescent time. There's this job with promotion and marriage, and she's sitting there at a skate park with a skate park chasing after boys that don't have jobs either. It's just like a teenage thing, like, feels like.
That's really insightful. I didn't even think of that. That's really smart, Mike.
I'm so smart.
If you want, I can cut out that section of me saying, that's really smart, Mike, and then you can just have that as a ringtone.
I'm so smart. Oh, yeah, please.
Rebecca's mom is, like, super not supportive, and, you know, Rebecca hangs up and is sad, and Paula tries to cheer her up with a trip to the dress barn.
Has that been talked about before in the show, dress barn?
No.
Is that a clothing store?
Yeah, it's
that
a real store. It exists in real life. Okay. I think there's one in Crystal. Nobody cares. Nobody cares about the...
You live in Minnesota, in the northwest suburbs.
There's a dress barn in Crystal, I'm pretty sure. Okay. But Rebecca's really sad and wants to go home.
She kind of pouty and she kind of sad skates out of there.
Yeah, because not only is her mom being, like, super not supportive, but also Josh is not going to be at the skate park because he's in wine country with Valencia.
Yeah, no reason to be there anymore.
Yeah, there's no reason to be there anymore. Just sad skates home.
So next scene, Rebecca's walking home looking sad, and Heather kind of starts taking audio notes on her, calling her dejected.
And Rebecca tells her that, you know, she's... Well, she asks Rebecca, like, how are you doing? And please use specific words. And Rebecca tells her that she's having, like, the worst day, and she's gonna eat her feelings. And she bought a bunch of junk food from the store. Remember, whoopie pies? And mac and cheese?
No, I didn't know what the items.
Oh. There was another one. Pork rinds! That was the first one. Yeah, gross. Pork rinds, whoopie pies, mac and cheese. And Heather was like, yeah, I don't want to hear you cry barfing later. We share a wall.
But Heather has a more fun idea.
She has a more fun idea. And so the next scene, they just cut it to the inside of Rebecca's apartment, and they're going through Tinder.
I have a question before we move on. What is full-on Kathy cartoon? Is that a reference that I should understand?
The comic strip Kathy.
So what does that have to do with eating your feelings?
She would eat junk food when she was stressed out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, she knows things.
Not that many things. Yeah.
All right, so they're going through Tinder.
So they're going through Tinder, and this actually, going through Tinder actually does help, like, when you're, like, depressed. When, right after my dad died, my sister, like, handed me her phone and was like, you're gonna go through, like, all of my Tinder matches for me. And just being really mean and catty to people who couldn't hear me was really helpful.
So you actually chatted with these folks?
No, I just, like, I, like, would, like, swipe left or right for her.
Oh, okay.
And I'd usually, like, swipe left and make, like, a catty comment.
To yourself, not, like...
Not to them, like, well, to out loud to my sister.
I've never used the apps, I don't know how this thing works.
Oh.
So you just, why don't you pick people? You say matches, do they try to match you by some sort of algorithm? Or is it just, like, everyone around?
Like, it's, like, I think it's, like, a geographic, like, people in a geographic area.
But they don't do any, like, matchmaking.
No.
Just people buy it.
Yeah, but, like,
you're fat, you're ugly,
neck tattoo, gross, blah, blah, like, just
superficial
being superficial and catty. Occasionally swiping right on somebody who is, like, weird, just to mess with my sister. that didn't go anywhere. But yeah.
It made you feel better.
It made me feel better, and it was fun, and it took my mind off of things. So, yeah. If you're depressed, go through Tinder and be really catty.
Although my wife might wonder why I have Tinder on my phone if I do that.
Yeah, probably. Don't
don't do that.
Don't do that. Maybe find somebody who has Tinder and go through their Tinder.
Be all judgy.
Be all judgy. Yeah, because that's fun. one of the guys that they find on Tinder is a dead guy, apparently. How
would you decide they're dead and not just, like, it's a picture, it's going to be a still, right? There's no...
Yeah, like, but, like...
How do they know?
How do they know that he's dead? B, what? and a guy with a tiger, and Rebecca's like, no, I have standards.
Then she gets all tigery later, too.
Yeah, she does. Rebecca's pretty skeptical about the whole Tinder thing. She tried using Tinder to find dates in New York, and, like, all of her dates were, like, really super skeevy, and Heather's like, no, you don't use it for dating. You use it to have sex. You want somebody to... Her exact words are, someone to pound the bad feelings out of you.
And Rebecca thinks this is a good idea. She's like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Pound the bad feelings out of me. That sounds fun. sorry, Mom.
yeah, they find someone that can be with her in 20 minutes.
In 20 minutes, and Rebecca's like, I'm going to go change into a thong, or should I not wear any underwear?
Smell the pheromones.
And Heather's like, no, gross. but Heather is going to go with Rebecca because Rebecca is scared.
Now I'm wondering, how does Rebecca go from skate park clothing to, like, ready to go out to the bar and get there in under 20 minutes? So,
well,
she has a lot of pheromones all over her body she should probably get rid of before she gets over there.
I don't know. How sweaty do you get skateboarding?
Well, they're in Southern California, right?
Yeah.
It's got to be hot.
Yeah.
And you're doing something that's not sitting under an umbrella.
That's true. I don't know.
I'm going to go with sweaty.
Yeah, pretty gross. Oh, but okay. Anyways, so we go to the bar and...
And a dude fiddling with his balls.
Fiddling with his balls. They're for a carpal tunnel. And from playing Call of Duty, I guess.
He's got a YouTube channel, not... Very cool. Nowhere near as cool as having a podcast.
No.
All
the cool people
do.
All the Cool People podcast.
Yours are on YouTube.
Yeah, we are throwing down YouTubers. That's not true. There's so much work that goes into a podcast, I can only imagine, like, how much more work goes into editing videos. So, good job. Good job, YouTubers.
We're all cool.
And Angie still loves you, even though Mike is a judgy jerk.
So Rebecca goes up, figures out that he has his YouTube channel, and then immediately starts making out with him.
And she jumps on him, and then she's like, is this okay? Do you consent to this? Which
should have done that before she jumped all over him.
Should have done that before she jumped all over him, but I do appreciate her seeking consent.
And then they're out of there.
And Heather, like, talks into her phone and says, subject displays lack of judgment combined with poor impulse control. And then, immediately, like, the next second, like, turns to the guy next to her and is like, you want to get weird?
What? Displaying her own impulse control issues.
Apparently. Yeah. What the hell? Like, hey, Judgy McJudgerson. You take a look in the mirror, Heather.
Yeah, don't be judgy unless you're looking at Tinder.
Unless you're looking at Tinder, then you can be as judgy as you want. And then Rebecca takes Bar Guy home, and we get into the first musical number of the episode, which I believe is called Sex with a Stranger, but I always write it down as Please Don't Be a Murderer.
I put Sexy Stranger on there. I didn't actually look it up.
Oh.
So she's a song about sexy time with the ball guy.
Yep.
She's on the prowl in her tiger print, whatever you call that thing.
That's a cat suit.
A cat suit.
It's a cat suit.
Her idea of sexy lingerie or something? Cat suit? I'm sure there's people that like that.
Well, she also, like, in other scenes in the music video, you know, she's got, like, that, like, rhinestone bedazzled sexy bra.
Right.
I'm doing the arm motion, but nobody can see it because podcasts, it turns out, are an audio format. Angie.
Yeah, so Angie's kind of waving her hands up and down, kind of like a wave-like motion.
Yeah, and it's really bad because we don't need to go into why it's bad.
Everyone knows. Yeah, so she's singing. She's
singing about please don't be a murderer. Please don't steal my kidneys.
So I would be curious if that's on people's mind in these kind of situations.
Yes.
Yes. For good reason, I'm sure.
Do you know that 95% of convicted murderers are men?
I believe it.
just a thing to know.
So I'm much less likely to get murdered. Well, actually, no.
You're
on a date, probably. I'm much less likely to be murdered.
You're much less likely to be murdered by an intimate partner. Actually, interesting to statistic, globally, men are more likely to be murdered in general.
Be murdered.
To be murdered. And to murder. So we should just stay away from men if you don't want to get murdered. Just stay away from men.
So what do I do then? Because if this is the rule, no women's going to want to be around me. Because I'm the man, and I'm a murderer. But I don't want to be around men either. I just have to live by myself. I'm a hermit.
Yep.
It's the only way.
The only way. Or, you know, we could address the culture of toxic masculinity that teaches men that the only way to deal with their emotions is through violence.
Yeah, I'm so pissed I want to hit something.
Okay, so that's the show. I'm going to try to get... Sword. You know what? I think I'm just going to leave the equipment here.
Yeah, you're with a guy right now. That's dangerous.
I know. It's a good thing. It's a good thing everybody knows where I am and about what time I should be home. So, if anything happens to me, I was with Mike last.
Because then you'll release this postmortem. I will.
You don't even know how.
Figure it out. It's going to be a YouTube video about it somewhere, right?
That's not how I learned. You're screwed.
This won't be dead.
Damn it. Oh, I'm still in the worst situation.
Alright, so this is not about murder. This is about not getting murdered while you have cat sex with ball guy.
Well, try to talk yourself into having cat sex with ball guy, who has stinky balls, apparently.
Yeah, and that seems to be the turning point for Rebecca, is when she smells his balls. Because from that point on, then she basically runs away.
Yep, yep. And that's a good call. So yeah, she freaks out, runs downstairs...
Sees the butter commercial again.
He's crazy fucking butter commercials.
Are you making healthy choices?
And Jason is not a healthy choice, so she kicks him out.
Yep.
Which, it takes some courage to kick out a guy after you brought him to your house to, with the implied invitation of sex.
Yeah.
That's dangerous, and I'm proud of Rebecca for doing it. You're very scary.
True. You don't know what he's thinking.
And again, really glad Jason's not a murderer.
Hey, what's his name?
It's Jason.
Don't tell me. Better that way.
Alright.
Jason seems like an alright guy. Well, he didn't seem like his terribly unhealthy choice. I mean, how is Jason any worse than Greg or Josh?
Well, I mean, she's had conversations with Greg and Josh. So, I mean...
There's that. So you're telling me it's not really Jason. It's the situation.
Yeah, it's the situation that's not healthy.
I'll accept that.
And I mean, he does have stinky balls, apparently.
You can take a shower.
Yeah. Unless it's, like, a genetic thing. Like, he's just got some weird enzyme imbalance.
It'll just show up on the 23andMe test results.
I don't know.
Highly likely to have stinky balls. Damn it, it's the worst one to get.
I feel like that's
I'll take
not...
the Alzheimer's one before I get the stinky ball one.
I feel like that's probably not the worst one to get. I think there are probably some worse ones.
So, after, next scene.
Next scene at work on, at I'm work. Assuming, Monday?
The time doesn't really go smoothly in the show, I notice.
Yeah.
But she's wearing some layers again, so, cold office.
Yep. Well, we're going to talk about what she's wearing a little bit later. Same outfit. Ooh, there's a thing.
I'm missing something.
Pay attention to what she's wearing. She's dressed adorably. I would not have noticed what I'm going to talk about, like, if I didn't talk about fashion on this show. But she's wearing this really cute, like, royal blue top with, like, a white sweater over it and really cute sort of kicky skirt. It's a kicky skirt, and her shoes are awesome. They've got, like, a little cross front.
What is this?
And this really pretty, like, Y necklace. She looks nice.
I've been trying to pay more attention to clothing now as I watch, so I could, like, keep up on those conversations, but, man, I missed all that. I just noticed the white thing she was wearing, the sweater, or whatever you want to call it, thing.
Yeah, it's like a cardigan. Sweater. Yeah, cardigan. Because Daryl apparently keeps it freezing in that office, or, I don't know, does meth make you, like, run really hot or something?
Yeah.
Meth.
Oh.
Like, what are the side
meth
effects?
Gets me all hot.
What are the side effects of meth? Does it make you, like, warm, so you have to, like, turn on the AC, or...
Well, if you're more active, you're likely to be more warm, right?
I suppose, but...
It makes sense, but I don't really...
But, like, would you be less aware? I don't know. Meth heads, right in.
Come to our party, though.
Don't come to our party, but...
But do right.
From a distance. Let us know how meth works. But yeah, so Rebecca is drinking her leaf juice.
Mm-hmm.
And Paula is like, that's dumb. Eat a donut.
They had some s'more donuts there. Rebecca clearly wanted it.
Yeah, here's gross. I don't like it when bakeries like put a bunch of like shit on their donuts.
No,
because you know,
I like the best donut is a plain donut.
Yeah, because you know what? If you have to put a bunch of shit on your donut,
your donut sucks.
You're covering up for the fact that your donuts are shit. Improve your craft.
Get a good donut or avoid them.
Yeah. Don't put a bunch of garbage on your donut.
If you want meat.
Bacon donuts are the worst.
Talk about. Yuck.
If you have good donuts, you don't need to put a bunch of shit on it. It's a pet peeve of mine. I don't like it.
And I noticed that Paula threw away a perfectly good bagel to eat her crappy donuts.
Yeah.
A bagel. They're the best.
Bagels are amazing. What the hell, Paula? This is... We are so
such
off the rails. fuck you and your supposedly fancy donuts.
Kids these days, I
tell you. This has been Old Lady Angie and Old Man Mike shake our fists at the world.
Now we're back at next scene, home base.
Home base. Chris and Greg are talking about how they made a deal.
Chris is the kid?
Chris is the kid. They're talking about how they made a deal. Chris was going to ask out Olivia, and Greg was going to ask out Rebecca, and Chris asked out Olivia, so...
What the hell, Greg?
What the hell, Greg?
Here we learn that Greg likes Rebecca, but also doesn't like Rebecca and wants to punch her. Again, like a juvenile.
Right, like a child. Which Chris actually says you just described fifth grade. Don't socialize boys to be mean to girls they like.
Yeah, they do that.
Yeah, but like, maybe like say, hey, if you like a girl, be nice to her.
Yeah, Greg should be setting that example.
Yeah, what the hell, Greg?
I want to punch her on the arm.
Quit it, Greg. And this is where we find out that Josh has not had a job the whole time we've known him.
I was always wondering, like, what he was doing.
Yeah, nothing, it turns out. Josh has no job.
Skateboarding,
and yeah, if he doesn't get a job, he's going to have to... get a job at his dad's radiology lab, which would be a bummer.
Yeah, it's no fun. He's talking about cancer all the time.
Greg actually offers to see if he can get Josh a job at home base, and he's like, no, I'm not that desperate. Which is so sensitive. Super sensitive, very considerate Josh. And sarcasm. Greg says Josh should go to his happy place, and Chris is like, are you talking about drugs? Because you shouldn't do drugs. Drugs are bad. And nope, Josh's happy place is the Aloha Tech Center, which seems to be a Hawaii-themed version of Best Buy. And Chris actually says, oh yeah, that's my happy place too. So it's not in my notes, so it's going to come out stupid. Because I'm just sort of realizing it now. But... a fifth grader has the same level of emotional intelligence as both Josh and Greg.
Basically, like, the whole show.
Yeah.
Adults are children.
Yeah. Like, this whole episode.
I love going to Best Buy, too.
It's your happy place?
It is.
Would it be more your happy place if it was Hawaiian-themed?
Yeah, that'd be kind of fun, except for the part where they hand you a minced meat.
Just... you wouldn't want to eat raw fish from a from a Best Buy?
No. Bad idea.
But at this point Rebecca comes in and she's brought her leaf juice, and in this scene she is wearing a t-shirt, capri pants, and flip-flops, a different outfit, which would imply either it is a different day or the same day and she just changed into comfy clothes after work.
Both pretty likely,
you think. Wait.
Uh-oh. We're getting deep again, folks.
Oh, we are going to get deep into this.
Alright, so we think it's a different day. She walks in, ignores Greg, like, per usual.
Yeah, she only says hi to Josh. She asks him about his trip with Valencia. Josh says it's great. And, like, Rachel Bloom does, like, she's such a good actress. She does this, she, like, really pulls off, like, acting like I'm trying to be happy. But, like, I'm secretly disappointed really well. Like, but, yeah, she tries to not be upset when he says that it's great. She's just like, oh, good.
You're Instagramming the kid in that.
Yes, yeah. Greg makes the worst joke ever about her leaf juice. Was that leprechaun blood? Like, with, like, just, no, Greg.
Yeah, it doesn't land at all. It looks kind of funny.
No. Nope.
And, like, every time I try to tell a joke.
Greg is super skeptical of Rebecca's newfound veganness. And he tells her she sounds like those weird butter commercials.
Thank you, Greg. She took that as a really serious compliment.
Yeah, like, she was really excited about that.
It is basically her guiding voice.
It's the butter commercials. So she apparently feels like she has to poop. She's like, oh, this juice is kicking in.
I don't know if you recall going vegetarian for the first time, but I do, because it wasn't that long ago. And yeah, you have to make frequent trips to the bathroom as your body adjusts.
I became a vegetarian, like, really gradually. Like, I, like, phased out meat as opposed to just giving it up all at once. So.
That was pretty much cold turkey. But no turkey, just the cold part. I went to Buffalo Wild Wings one night, had a whole lot of chicken, and then the next day I just decided, and it was done.
Oh, yeah. I like gave up like one specific animal like a week.
Is this the end goal to become a vegetarian with this?
Yeah. Okay. But anyways, yeah, no, I don't remember because I was 14. So it's just a phase. I'll probably get over it.
So then when she runs off to the potty, Greg takes this opportunity to make his move.
Yeah, it's interesting that, like, Chris thinks that healthy choice means Greg. I feel like Chris might not have the best grasp of what healthy is.
Being 10 years old and all.
Being 10 years old and everything.
Greg doesn't seem particularly unhealthy. He's a little, well, he's kind of mean. I don't know.
I'm just saying he's not vegan leaf juice healthy.
No. Not a murderer.
But he's probably not a murderer as far as we know.
He doesn't seem like a murderer. He just seems a little self-hatey.
Greg, please don't be a murderer.
I'll be really disappointed.
That's how the show ends. That's how the show ends, actually.
So Greg kind of makes his talk about how he's the healthy choice, and I know she has feelings for Josh.
And Rebecca's like, no, I don't have feelings for Josh.
Yeah, just stop.
Yeah, don't.
But, you know, even though she has feelings, she should settle for him.
Yep. Second musical number.
One that gets stuck in my head all the time since listening to it. I actually really like this one. I think it's fun.
Yeah, it's a fun song. Rebecca's got a costume change in it. She goes from her super casual clothes into a gown.
Got a gown!
And it's so twirly. That's the best thing, being in a twirly dress.
I noticed there was a kind of a feminist dig that they said in the little lines. I actually liked it. He goes, sugar jugs, I'm so bereft. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right.
I think so, yeah.
Demeaning terms, all I have left of my masculinity. So that was pretty clever.
Yeah. I do have one objection to this song. Greg says he's Solange to Josh's Beyonce, and Solange is not a second-rate Beyonce. Solange is very different from Beyonce. She doesn't have the same commercial success as her sister, but if either of the Knowles sisters deems to grace you with their presence, you are grateful, goddammit.
Even Solange.
No.
Who was it again?
Solange.
I had to Google that one, too, because I don't know who that was.
I'm such a failure.
I didn't notice he did the ring move with his hand.
Yeah. But yeah, Solange to Beyonce is a... Kelly Rowland to Beyonce is what you wanted there, Greg. Rowland. She was one of the other members of Destiny's Child.
Oh, okay. And not as good.
I mean, no.
So, Greg, I think shows a little bit... I'm going to give Greg some props, I think.
Yeah?
Because here he, I think he shows a little bit of maturity, in my opinion. Follow me. It's probably going to end in a weird rant that you're going to have to cut.
Okay, I'm following.
I think it's kind of like a stereotypical thing where, like, girls are supposed to be, like, super chaste, and all of a sudden they meet a guy, and it's like, she's just overcome with him, and, like, guys get this, like, pride for themselves, like, yeah, I'm just, like, so awesome that she likes me, and now she's going to, you know, sleep with me. Even though, you know, no other guys could get her because I'm just so great. But that's probably not... Here's the part where I'm ranting. It's probably not, like, true. People are probably more complicated than that. And Greg is just maybe a little more aware with Rebecca that maybe wouldn't be with other girls, but he's just kind of okay with it. And, you know, just because someone likes someone else doesn't mean they can't like you. So, anyways, that's my rant.
All right. Making the executive decision to leave it in.
Oh, we're leaving it in.
Yeah. But yeah, so we leave that scene with Rebecca still not making a decision. Josh goes to his happy place where he gets some raw fish.
Poke.
Okay. Yeah, which is a raw fish salad. Okay. Which, ew.
I Googled it. Yeah, it sounds disgusting.
Especially, I'm sure it's lovely if you eat fish, but even if you do eat fish, would you, like, get, like, a raw fish salad from a Best Buy?
Nope.
Nope. What kind of refrigeration units do they have there? What sort of food safety standards? These are things I want to know.
Yeah, probably not good. It's super lax there.
Yeah, that place is super chill. I would not want raw food from there. I'm just saying.
But there is a help wanted sign.
But they are hiring, so that's pretty cool.
Like Josh's dream job.
Josh's dream job. And then we go back to work.
Rebecca's on some sort of torture device.
She bought a treadmill desk, which Paula calls a $2,000 mistake. And in this scene, Paula's wearing the same outfit as before. Rebecca is wearing the same outfit she was wearing before she went to home base.
So you think she went to home base and then returned to work?
So here's what had to have had. Here are the only two possible scenarios. Either Rebecca and Paula both wore the exact same outfit on another day.
I tend to wear my outfits more than once.
What about your coworker?
Oh, same day. That's going to be kind of...
Yeah.
The odds are getting kind of slim there.
Yeah. And when Josh comes in later, he's wearing the same thing he was wearing at home base.
Oh.
So they
changed to go to lunch and then changed back.
Yeah, that's what has to have happened. And that is bonkers balls.
It's a true diagnosis.
Yeah, good job, Heather. Accurate diagnosis.
We're going to add that to the DSM. You know, I gotta say, people invented chairs for a reason, because they're comfy to sit in, and why would you get a treadmill desk when you could be in a chair?
I don't know. Seems like a bad idea, but
big
Josh...
trend at my work is everyone gets the standing desks, and it'll last like a day, and everyone's sitting again, because there's chairs. We invented them for a reason, people.
Chairs. Nobody wants to stand all day. No. Nobody wants to, and there's another option.
Yeah. Someone should invent something. Chair. Oh, wait. I already exist.
But Josh seems to be into the treadmill desk. He's like, what do you do? Like 10, 20 miles on this? This is amazing.
Yeah, Josh is simple.
Yeah, and also I don't think Josh understands like the amount of like reading and writing that go into being an attorney.
And if he really were sitting there walking all day, he probably wouldn't like it so much either. He just thinks it's fun for 5 minutes on the treadmill.
Yeah. Oh, but before Josh gets there, Paula does tell Rebecca not to date Greg because it would activate
the bro code.
The bro code.
I gotta say, there's some real, it's a solid advice. Because there is a deterrent, wrong or right, probably wrong, definitely wrong, but it exists where people are gonna lay off other people's exes if you're close to them.
Well, yeah. No, I mean, that's for girls, too.
So why do we call it the bro code?
I don't know.
The X-code.
Yeah, should just be called the next code.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's good advice. I mean, her long game here is Josh, so don't mess around with his friends.
Yep. Good advice, Paul. But Josh asks who's there because he's asking Rebecca for help with his application, which...
Attorneys do, right?
I mean, no, and also, seriously, Josh, you can't fill out a job application.
There's an essay part, alright? Those things are hard. It's stressful.
I guess. But Rebecca seems to get it done, like, really, really fast.
Yeah, and apparently it was super smart, too, in, like, 20 seconds of writing.
Yeah, and somehow referenced both Kafka and Harper Lee.
I don't know what they are, but sounds smart.
Well, Harper Lee is the author of To Kill a Mockingbird, and Kafka is sort of a existential writer. He wrote The Metamorphosis, is his most famous work, which involves a man waking up one day as a cockroach.
Fascinating.
Well, they're very different styles, and so I'm interested to know, I would like to read this essay, is what I'm saying.
I wonder, did you know all this before, or did you Google it?
No, I know who Kafka is and who Harper Lee are.
Next time I have a job application, I'm going to ask you to write it.
Okay, well, that turned out really well for Josh, so this is a good plan.
Well, I'm not going to go apply for Best Buy, okay? It's going to be somewhere smart with books.
Somewhere smart with books?
Yeah.
Because you love English so much?
Well, I hate English. Why would I do this? Bad plan, Mike.
Yeah. We've gotten ahead of ourselves. Josh says, like, he'll give her, like, advice on her love life, and she's like, so I should totally hold out for something more magical, right? And he's like, no, you should date Greg.
It's the best.
And she's like, you don't...
Are you sure I shouldn't?
You don't have any reason, like, nothing, no reason at all. Nope.
Josh is not picking up on the hints here.
No, and he's like, not... Like, he's, like, really trying to think of something that, like, would be wrong.
He knows she's trying to point to something, but he can't quite figure it out. Like, no.
So, yeah, and then she goes in for the hug, gets denied. And then, like, immediately calls Greg and just says yes.
End of conversation.
Hangs up. Which, if I were Greg, I would be concerned.
Greg doesn't have the best sense for this stuff.
Yeah.
Back in episode one, even, he likes to be picked on by girls. He doesn't like people that are nice to him. He said it himself.
Yeah, that's what it is. He doesn't like people who are nice to him, because if they like him, there must be something wrong with him. Or wrong with the person who likes them, because why would you like him?
Makes sense. Sort of.
I mean, if you hate yourself, it makes sense.
Yeah.
I hope I can edit that to make it sound smart, because it did not come out smart.
That makes sense. I think it's smart.
All right. Yeah, Josh goes to turn in his application, and he sees a butter commercial, and says, your future is in your hands and on the edge of your knife, which...
Your knife.
Yeah, like, hey, butter commercial. You know, people are getting advice from you now, so maybe cool it with the knife imagery.
Big responsibility.
Yeah, you've got... Words have meaning. And somebody's going to take that as an excuse to murder somebody.
Yeah, he shows up and... The manager just thinks he's too good for the store.
Yeah.
Did he go to Harvard or something? I mean,
yeah, he said yes if he went to Harvard, and apparently not in the good way.
What other way is there?
Well, seriously, what other way is there?
There is when you're applying to work at the local electronics shop. All you gotta do is, like, show people a TV and say things about video games.
I guess.
Do you have time to play a lot of video games at Harvard? I have no idea, but...
People who went to Harvard, write in.
Yeah. You do have a lot of time for podcasts, though, if you went to Harvard.
Yeah. Oh, but yeah, so Josh doesn't get the job because his essay references both Kafka and Harper Lee, as we already discussed.
So then, now we have the date.
Yeah, so now we have the date at the Taco Festival. Rebecca's favorite president is Rutherford B. Hayes, which she says for obvious reasons, but I have some questions. I looked into Rutherford B. Hayes, and he is responsible for rolling back several of the Reconstruction reformations of having Union soldiers in the southern states to make sure that the rights of the newly freed enslaved people were not being trampled on.
There must be something else she's looking at, because that's not a reason to be happy about someone.
I don't know. I think that maybe she just thought the name Rutherford B. Hayes was funny.
Is that obvious?
I don't know. I have questions. There are no obvious reasons to like Rutherford B. Hayes.
I didn't look into this, so I don't know.
Rutherford B. Hayes fans, write in.
This is what Rebecca thinks of as date talk.
Yes.
And she's a little nerdy.
Yep.
I noticed they're walking around Greg... Yeah, they're continuing to talk on their date, and Rebecca claims her favorite fire of the Triangle Shirtwaist Fire.
Yeah, the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory Fire.
Is the Triangle Shirtwaist a thing?
That's the name of the clothing manufacturer.
Oh, okay. I thought it was maybe the name of a type of clothing.
Nope.
But then Greg knew exactly what it was and makes some smart comment about it.
You didn't know what the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory Fire was?
Do now. How would people just know that?
I knew that. You didn't learn about the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory Fire in social studies in elementary school?
You mean the flashpoint that ignited the labor movement in the U.S.?
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew about that, of course. It's my favorite fire, like one of the best fires there was.
Lots of women died.
That's not my favorite anymore.
Did you not realize that people died in that fire?
Actually, Wikipedia told me that, yes, there's like 100 and some people that died.
Yeah.
But yeah, Rebecca seemed really impressed by Greg knowing about that. So, but she brought it up like it was super like obvious, like, yeah, like, this is just something to talk about. And then when he comments, she just sounds surprised that he knew about it. So clearly she was just trying to like outsmart talk him and didn't expect that he was going to even know. I think that's a little disrespectful.
I think she... See, I didn't get that. I thought that she brought it up like she was kind of embarrassed that this was a thing she did. Was the, like, emotional read that I got out of that?
Okay, so it wasn't, like, show-offy?
I thought it was more like, so, okay, here's, like, a super weird nerdy thing I do.
But... Okay, so maybe I just, my lack of knowledge is making me feel inferior here, and then just when she brings it up makes me think, oh, she look at smarty Rebecca talking about history and stuff. Go to Harvard.
It's okay, Mike. If this show was about math stuff, you'd feel really smart.
Counting stuff.
Yeah.
Or letters. I'm an accountant. Then it starts raining, and I notice she's got boots on, like rain boots.
Yep, she's got her glasses on.
Was she wearing
on.
Those the whole time, you
think? Mm-hmm. I did check on my second watch.
I did too, but you couldn't see her shoes at the beginning, could you?
Yeah, you could. She was wearing those.
So she knew it was going to rain, just had to wear rain boots. She's looking super casual, too. Usually she's dressed up, well, I guess this episode, she's dressed up not nice a lot. Or casual a lot, she'd say.
Well, she's... I think it's festival. Like, yeah, it's a taco festival. It's not like they're going clubbing or, like, dinner at a fancy restaurant.
I think she looks like a nurse, her shirt, like. Or a shirt a nurse would wear at the children's hospital or something.
You think it looks like scrubs?
Yeah.
It does have shoes on it. It looked like more lighty, flowier fabric, though, then.
I'll find a picture of some children's nurse scrubs.
All right. The colors are very flattering, though, I think.
Oh, I didn't like it.
You didn't like the colors? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, maybe not,
no,
then.
No, that's why I said it looked like some scrubs. It just didn't look... I don't think it looked good.
All right.
Mike first with time a, I say this about Rebecca, she always looks awesome.
Mike with a hot take.
Also, the tiger outfit was not flattering either.
No, well, they're horizontal stripes. Nobody looks good in horizontal stripes.
And, you know, the date seems to be going really well. They're, you know, having fun, laughing, talking.
Yeah, Rebecca tells Greg that she used to send her dad cards every year on his birthday.
Covered emotional, too.
Covered in glitter. And Greg is like, yeah, your dad deserves glitter. What an asshole.
Yeah, I was wondering if, as I said, her dad left her in earlier, and I wasn't sure if that just means, like, divorced, or if they were, he was, like, gone, like, never see her again, kind of gone. Apparently that.
Yeah. Rebecca's dad's a dick.
Yeah, he deserves glitter.
Next scene, just a quick shot of Josh at the radiology lab.
Lab coat on. Looks like a professional, like, can be a good job, but maybe, I don't know much, maybe that's a bad job, or is it just because it's his dad?
I think it's because he has to talk about cancer all the time.
Yeah, but don't you make a lot of money being, anytime you got a white coat on, I feel like you're making a lot of money.
You're making decent money, I think.
More than the Best Buy.
Probably more than working at Best Buy.
It's depressing, and your dad's there. And...
I think it's more, he doesn't want to have to think about cancer.
You're very sensitive.
Something like that. But yeah, so we go back to the taco festival, and they're dancing like dorks.
So that was funny. I liked
it was cute. I liked it a lot.
Like her, like, horizontal sidestep thing that she does. That was pretty funny.
Yeah. Oh. Cute dork dancing. I'm a fan.
Then after the dance, Greg tries to, like, close the deal here and suggests they go back to her place.
Rebecca wants to go to the guacamole contest. And they go to the guac contest, and it's down to two competitors.
The hippies and the Ozilla group?
I don't remember the name of the group. I remember Echo Parco Taco, which was the hipster one. But I can't remember the West Covina, the local one.
Down to two, and Rebecca and Greg decide they're just going to grab a sample from each.
Yep.
Rebecca goes up to the vegan guy.
Yeah.
And totally insults my vegetarianism by talking about how much he wants to eat meat. And making it sound like that's what vegetarians want to do all the time, just eat meat, but they're just not. But they really secretly do. But we don't.
No, we don't. Yeah, I feel like Rebecca... Well, we can get into this a little bit later. Right. Yeah, she says it's a lifestyle choice, which doesn't mean anything. Rebecca. Like, I just realized it's a lifestyle choice. What does that mean?
And what isn't a lifestyle choice?
Huh? Everything's a lifestyle choice. What are you doing?
Trying to just talk smart with the vegan guy.
I guess.
Even though it wasn't smart, Rebecca.
No. And you're usually so smart.
So caca. I already did caca, so. Sorry, let's move on.
What? I'm definitely leaving that in.
Yeah, I would eat a cockroach. If it was prepared properly.
Gross.
It's the one, like, living animal type thingy that I would eat is insects. If properly prepared. I'm not just gonna, like, see a bug and eat it.
Yeah, right. Whatever.
I always just, like, eat bugs.
You're like that guy in Dracula.
Dracula?
Yeah. He has, like, a servant, like a guy under his thrall, and like he just randomly eat bugs.
The servant or the Dracula?
The servant.
Yeah, but I'm like that guy basically.
Just.
But no, it needs to be well prepared and not looking like a bug at the time I eat it. Like it needs to be made into something, but I would eat it then. Bugs are more like robot, like real animals. Nature's robots.
Nature's robots? What?
I don't think they have feelings, okay?
Alright. You say so.
It's where I draw a line. Bugs don't have feelings and I'll eat them. Moving on.
Moving on. Yeah, so Rebecca takes the hipster guac back to the table. And she says that the hipster guac is better than the abuela's, is what she says. The abuela's guac. Because the abuela's guac has sour cream in it. Which makes it not vegan, by the way.
Oh, right. Good point. She probably didn't know that.
Yeah.
She did a lot of research first, though. So you think she'd know that?
You would. Yeah. I don't know.
You didn't pick up on that, but it's not authentic, like the hipster stuff.
Yeah. Which, you know, Greg is like, so all of a sudden you're an expert on authentic Mexican cuisine, and he is pretty mean to her here.
Yeah, he gets a little nasty, I think.
Yeah.
A little cruel. I think this is exactly where he ruins the day here.
And here's the thing, like, there's a way to, like, say, hey, you don't have to, like, jump, like, both feet into, like, veganism. Like, you can do it, like, so, like, you can take steps and, like, you know, maybe be vegan, like, one day a week. And then, like, there's a way to, like, be critical of the way she's doing it without being, like, dismissive.
Yeah, so Greg tells Rebecca that, you know, she isn't honest and starts going to tell she had a mental breakdown, and Rebecca calls Greg weird inside.
Well, and, true. You know, I mean, like, neither of them are lying here.
No, they're getting mean at each other, though.
Yeah, they're being mean.
Rebecca basically runs off to the bathroom.
Yeah, they work through their argument a little bit, and then Rebecca's like, okay, well, I'm just gonna go to the bathroom, and in the porta pot, she tries to talk herself into settling for Greg.
They give her some big pep talk. But, you know, it doesn't work.
Doesn't work. She leaves the porta potty and gets tempted by gross meat tacos.
I wrote, he runs off towards the disgusting meat. We're both vegetarian, if you didn't notice by now already.
Yeah.
But that did not look appetizing at all. It looked disgusting.
Yeah, no, it's gross.
Okay. We just lost a third of our followers.
Yeah, now. We're down to five. Look, it's fine if you like eating animal corpses.
Yeah, for those people who don't like eating roadkill.
But, you know, corpses are gross to us.
So yeah, she goes and eats meat.
Yeah, and she gets... Go ahead.
No, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, so she eats disgusting meat, and then runs, and the vegan guy just happens to be there.
Yeah, and so she leaves without Greg, just sends him a text message. Which,
what are you doing, Rebecca? That's the best way to handle that. What happened to the healthy choices? Ended in a dead pig in your mouth.
This is dead pig in your mouth and then bad sex with a hipster.
But she finished a lot.
Yeah, I don't feel like she was being honest there, Mike.
She's the most honest person I know. She wouldn't lie about that.
Also, she's like, the hipster guy is like, what should I do with the two condoms you made me wear? Which, first of all, the obvious answer to that is put them in the trash can. What else would you do with those? Second of all, condoms are not more effective if you double them up. Using two condoms at the same time actually makes them less effective because it creates friction, which just makes it more likely to break.
What about three?
No, it's not. Use one condom at a time for maximum effectiveness.
Do take sex advice from the podcast. You didn't give your disclaimer at the beginning.
We didn't have anything legal to talk about. Well, anyways, don't take any legal advice or medical advice. I did look this up on Planned Parenthood's website, though, so I know that it's accurate. So listen to Planned Parenthood. And also, don't cut their funding.
Yeah, why would you do that? That's stupid.
Yeah, dicks. Planned Parenthood accomplishes is awesome.
Nothing. Not get political. I mean, you're getting me heated here.
All right, sorry. But yeah, listen to Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
And only use one condom, because otherwise it'll break.
So yeah, the vegan guy seemed a little dense.
Yep. See,
she gets rid of him.
She gets rid of him. She actually, like, he's like, so should I call you, look you up on Facebook? And she's like, no, just go away.
LinkedIn it is. Yeah, he's not too bright.
Nope. And Greg shows up as the hipster guy is leaving. Like, they pass each other on the way in. And he is understandably upset.
Yeah.
This is... Yeah. I had a hard time taking notes during this part because...
Felt really bad for Greg.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rebecca, then that wasn't very kind of her.
No.
that was a dick move right there.
Yeah, that was... Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, there's no defending that. Running off on a date with someone else to go home with another random dude, sleep with them, that hurts.
Yeah, that's... Nope.
So then we have sad... Rebecca on the porch.
Sat alone drinking. Heather checks in. Rebecca's like, did you run out of material for your paper? And Heather's like, oh, I'm sorry.
And Heather, now we find out that she's actually wants to be next week.
Yeah. That's later, yeah. But yeah, she says she feels bad about writing the paper. And
yeah, what I'm wondering here, in this scene, it appears as though Heather might boop her. She didn't say the word, but she did the motion. So I don't know if it counts as a boop if you don't say it.
I think you have to say boop.
Okay, so it was like a half boop.
It was a boo.
But yeah, but Heather's actually being nice to Rebecca for the first time. Instead of just treating her like a research subject. Yeah, it's morning now.
And yeah, but yeah, Rebecca feels really bad there, and she should feel really bad.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, morning now. And she gets another Instagram notification because she fixed her push notifications. Mm-hmm. And
it's her stalker game on.
And it's Josh, all sad.
The radiologist.
At the radiology lab. Rebecca calls him. And this is where he's with that weird patient.
Yeah, the one that's all sad wants him to diagnose him for him.
Yeah. Like, which, by the way, don't do that, people. Like, wait for the doctor. I know you're upset and you're nervous, but...
You know, the guy who is really trying to get a job at Best Buy isn't going to give you the best medical advice.
Yeah, no.
Very high chance of misdiagnosis. Yeah. Wait for the doctor. Medical advice from the podcast.
You can take medical advice that says, listen to a doctor. That's medical advice you're allowed to take.
We're getting really specific here.
Also, legal advice you're allowed to take from a non-lawyer is talk to a lawyer.
Common sense. Yeah, so Josh just kind of abandons the patient when he gets the...
Yeah, gets the phone call, and Rebecca's like, what happened? UC North Branch isn't bad? And he was like, no, I guess there was a problem with my essay. They said it sounded like I went to Harvard and not in a good way, and Rebecca's like, what?
Very upset by this.
Yeah. And understandably, if you can get into Harvard and graduate from Harvard... You know, you worked really hard, and you should be proud of that, and like, yeah, I don't like that there's a culture of people who are just like, oh, you're smart, so being smart is bad.
too much of that in Ron.
There's way too much of that, and you know what? Yeah, be mad. That's a thing to be mad about.
So Rebecca marches to Aloha with Josh in tow.
Yeah, and she, like, rips into the manager, and she's like, I am...
We found out how smart she is now, 164.
Yeah, 164.
Which I believe is technically genius level.
Yes. And right. she got two questions wrong on the SAT, and in subsequent years they removed those questions for being misleading. She's really mad that he didn't like her Harper Lee analogy.
She also brings up Audrey Levine here like a crazy person.
Like a crazy person. She's not...
This person, my coworker, you know?
This person, you have no reason to know who they are? No, I'm obviously not her, and I'm never going to be her. Like, what you should have done here is just been like, yeah, I'm Audrey Levine. Audrey Levine is in here, acting all crazy.
Her rant works. Because Josh gets the job.
He gets the job. Because I think the guy's like, oh, you had your crazy smart friend. Right, Chris.
Put it together.
Yeah. Yeah, she says, like, Josh Chan loves the Aloha Tech Center, which makes them the luckiest store in the world.
Store, I mean.
They have Josh and Rebecca, after Josh gets the job, they have kind of a little touching moment.
Josh calls her the coolest, and what else was it? The smartest, most badass person he knows or something like that?
Yeah, and says that he's glad she moved there. And, yeah, next scene. Back at White Feather.
And also, I wanted to note that there was no hug at that scene. I was expecting the hug.
Oh. There was no hug. I didn't even notice that.
Like a perfect hug opportunity there. But yeah, that's exactly what Rebecca wanted to hear.
Yeah.
Super excited about that.
Yeah. And then we go back to work.
Gross meat donuts.
Gross meat donuts. Yeah. Seriously. If you have to put bacon on your donuts are shitty.
Yeah.
Make better donuts. Or... do something else.
Stay away.
And yeah, Paula says, what happened to healthy choices? And Rebecca's like, led to the unhealthiest decision I ever made. Which, you know, is true. But she does hang up on her mom. Calls, Rebecca hangs up.
And then Heather is giving the presentation at the end again.
Yeah.
She just quits her class because she doesn't want to be mean to Rebecca anymore. She wants to be friends.
Yeah, just walks out of the class. Says I should have taken coding. And then the last scene is at the butter company. And they're very concerned about their ad guy's mental health. Turns out he's left his wife for a prostitute.
Yeah, butter guy makes bad choices just like Rebecca.
Yeah. All right. So that was the episode. Mike, what'd you think?
Again, like the show, totally into it now. Wasn't ready for that question. It was supposed to be our honey.
Okay. I always ask you what you think of the episode. Like, that's a thing that's happened. Love it?
Love it.
Love it. All right.
And we got to see, we got to learn a lot more about Greg. Enjoyed it. I feel like there's a lot more character development across the board here. Other than Miss Hernandez, we did not hear from her at all.
Yeah, and I feel like this episode could have used more Paula.
Yeah, there was very little Paula, but we got a lot of Josh and Greg and Rebecca background and more character development there.
Yeah.
Especially Josh, you know, you feel like you don't know him as very well at the beginning. He's just kind of like this object she's after.
Yep.
But he's kind of developing. He's kind of like a puppy dog.
I feel like that's a very accurate description of Josh
Chan. Also oh, honey.
All right. So, yeah, it's time for Oh, Honey, which is the person that, you know, you just sort of feel for in this episode.
Is Josh, because he's like a puppy. We kind of learn how he's kind of just like this cute and innocent guy. He doesn't quite pick up on Rebecca's hints. And I don't know if I should say this for the next side, but I'll just do it now. I'm almost modifying my prediction a little bit, but I guess I'll save that part for the prediction section.
All right. Based
on my new revelations on Josh.
All right. So, my Oh Honey is Rebecca, because I relate to, like, trying so hard to, like, make good choices and maybe getting a little in over your head on things. But yeah, that's my Oh Honey. And now it's time for I Just Can't With You Right Now, which is the person that you just can't with them right now. You just can't with them right now. And mine is also Rebecca.
Yeah.
Rebecca. Because, god damn it, Rebecca, what the hell?
That was cruel.
And I just can't with you right now, Rebecca, because you just, oh, you don't go on a date with somebody and then leave with somebody else.
Very unnice.
Very unnice. I mean, I just can't with her right now.
Yeah, I got the same. Because she ate the meat.
She ate the meat? That was it? That was the thing?
Oh, yeah, and, you know, I left the date for the other guy thing. Which is totally mean.
What time is it now, Mike?
Time for predictions.
Mike's Prediction Corner. New song every time.
All right, so, like I was saying before, Josh, I don't think they have an affair anymore. Affair would be like an ongoing thing while he's dating Valencia. I think, now I'm going to adjust it. It's still in the same ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going too far afield here. I still think he, at some point, will sleep with Rebecca while he's with Valencia.
Mm-hmm.
But it will not be an ongoing affair. It'll be like an oops that happened unexpectedly. And I don't know exactly what's going to happen after that, but it's not going to be like, I don't think Josh has it in him to be like sneaking around and hiding his tracks. I think he's just too like straightforward of a guy for that. I don't think he can like come up with all the plans and the hiding. So I'm going to adjust and say it is merely a like incident and not an ongoing affair. And also, prediction two, I think Valencia did not actually give Josh permission to hang out with Rebecca.
Hmm.
It seemed like something maybe Josh just told her because he doesn't want to get her mad or, you know, trying to keep everyone happy here. And I just don't think that's real.
Okay.
And I also think my third prediction is about Greg.
Okay.
I think Greg keeps coming back for more. We already decided that. He already hinted at the fact that he likes people that are mean to him.
Mm-hmm.
And this is super fucking mean. So I think he keeps coming back. Maybe he needs an episode or two to kind of recover from that, but I think he'll be back.
All right. Is that all the predictions?
That's my prediction.
That was all the predictions, and that's the show. If you like this garbage.
Weirdo.
A, weirdo, but B, hey, maybe you could rate and review us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, or wherever you get your podcasts from, because it helps other people find this garbage. You can find us on Facebook if you don't get enough of us just from the podcast. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/youruineverypod. You can follow us on Twitter at youruineverypod, and you can email us at youruineverythingpod@gmail.com if you want to get really in-depth about how stupid we are. Yeah, and we still don't have a good way to end the show.
Bye, everyone.
Later days.
Later days. All right.